Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah, God. We're here under the preaching and teaching of Pastor Dolly Bunnage, the wonderful woman of God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for all things. Thank you, God, for my wife, children, grandchildren. Hallelujah, God. This is, I believe, the sixth day of May. Hallelujah, God. The year of our Lord, 2020. Hallelujah, God. Seemed like it was only just yesterday that we were worried about 2000K. And here we are. Hallelujah, God. Standing here, steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the words of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. So we thank God. Want to welcome you to the broadcast of Apostle Austin. We'll be getting started here in a minute. Sing my little song, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. King and kingdom shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome. Come in this place. Give thanks with a grateful grateful heart, give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given us Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Jesus, You're the center of my joy. All that's good and faithful comes from You. You're the hope in my contentment, hope in all I do. Jesus, You're the center of my joy. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. This is the Prayer Praise Deliverance Ministry, and we are a circle of friends going strong. Thanking God for this Wednesday morning. Hallelujah, God. Thank God for that wonderful, wonderful teaching that Pastor Darling has did on yesterday in the series. Hallelujah, God. She's currently in the book of Hosea. We thank God for the wisdom and all the scriptures that she gave. Very powerful scriptures. I mean, it is a blessing, hallelujah, to God, to be able to go back over the scriptures and reflect on them and how she expounded on the scripture, hallelujah to God, and how the peace of God began to flow in, the peace of God that passes all understanding, hallelujah to God. And as she began to minister, it just takes you to a place in God, a place of worship, a place of praise, hallelujah to God, a place where you know that you are in the presence of God. Thank You, Lord God, which brings me to that song. I was trying to think of it, because in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, problems vanish, hearts are mended, in the presence of the King. God, we just thank You, Lord God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In You, Lord, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. God, we thank You for this Thursday morning. Thanking You for everyone that's in queue, O Lord God, those that desire to come, O Lord God. Those that have came, O Lord God, with aches and pains in their body, O Lord God. Those that are waiting, O Lord God, to hear a word from You, Lord God. But if we don't hear a word from You, Lord God, then what shall we do, O Lord God? We thank You for the time here, O Lord God, a chance to worship You and to praise You, O Lord God, and to enter into Your courts with singing, O Lord God, giving thanks unto Your name, O Lord God, for what You're doing, O Lord God. You kept us, O Lord God, while we slumbered and slept last night, O Lord God. God, we pray that You bless Minister Roslyn, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I hope I got a name right this time. Lord God, we ask that You would just bless the Lord God and continue to bless the Lord God, our children, our grandchildren, the Lord God. Lord God, bless this United States of America. Lord God, it was in my heart, oh Lord God, to sing that song, God bless America, land that I love, oh Lord God. Lord God, you have given us much here, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, when I look at all the things that are down right now and closed, oh Lord God, how things are threatened, oh Lord God, because of this pandemic, oh Lord God. Lord God, it reminds me that we need to draw even more so closer to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we come to you in awareness, oh Lord God, that we are the children of God, oh Lord God. We have been grafted in, oh Lord God, as an olive branch, oh Lord God, grafted into the kingdom of God, oh Lord God. You are our King, oh Lord God, and we're citizens of heaven, oh Lord God. Lord God, so this way we press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, oh Lord God, trying our best, oh Lord God, to keep the laws of the kingdom, oh Lord God, and to try to keep the thou shall not, oh Lord God, that we may be blessed by you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you for the teaching, oh Lord God, and the admonishing, oh Lord God, that we receive in this 5 to 6 hour here, Lord God, here on Blog Talk Radio, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you bless each and everyone that have joined recently, oh Lord God, and came to join their hearts together with us in love, oh Lord God, to unite our hearts in prayer, oh Lord God, as we go forth, oh Lord God, to conquer, Lord God, and to beat the prayer, oh Lord God, to beat this virus, oh Lord God, and to beat other things, oh Lord God, and other things that are going on in our lives, oh Lord God, that you're saving marriages, oh Lord God, that you're saving children, oh Lord God, that you would shake the place, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, disobedient children, oh Lord God, Lord God, children, oh Lord God, that figure that with that spirit of entitlement, oh Lord God, some are baby boomers, oh Lord God, children, oh Lord God, so young, so young, oh Lord God, and parents and them are putting them on strong medication, oh God. I only know the old name of Ritalin, oh Lord God, but you have other names for it now, oh Lord God, destroying our youth, oh Lord God. Lord God, praying for parents, oh Lord God, that are refusing to train up the child in the way that it should go, oh Lord God, that it would not depart from, oh Lord God, the things that are holy, Lord God. Thank you for the grandchildren, oh Lord God, who ran the prayer line there, Lord God. They had first payments on the weekly conference prophetic line at night, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. They spoke about the communion, oh Lord God, with understanding, wisdom, and clarity, oh Lord God. So, God, we thank you, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the people that are homeschooling, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Lord God, Minister Ben, oh Lord God, his wife Jamila, Lord God, is training up their child, oh Lord God, in the way that they should go, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, sometimes, Lord, your words say, Lord God, that there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction, oh Lord God. So we give thy name the praise, the honor, the glory, oh Lord God, which it deserves, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, because you allow us to be here, Lord God, on the blog talk, oh Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Lord God, you never failed us yet, oh Lord God, you met us here, oh God. We ask, oh Lord God, that you bless the Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, and all the hats that she wears, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you bless and that you keep, oh Lord God. We pray for people's vehicles today, oh Lord God, that you keep them safe, oh Lord God, as the weather seems to be going up, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that the air conditioning will work properly, Lord God, and that engine will run cool, God, in the name of Jesus, that batteries will stay charged, oh Lord God, that you would touch your people, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you regulate, oh Lord God, my appetite, oh Lord God, as well as others, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, because they're saying that there's some type of shortage of food, oh Lord God. But Lord God, it seems like there's a shortage of bleach, oh Lord God, and disinfectant, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, the prices are up everywhere, oh Lord God. They just refuse to do right, oh Lord God. These people, oh Lord God, that you have put here, Lord God, to regulate things, oh Lord God, that we would have, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. They're still running after greedy ways of the ways of Balaam, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And Lord God, I guess likewise they're gonna perish in the gainsay in the quarry, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We're glad to be here on the broadcast, oh Lord God. Praying for the sick and the shed and, oh Lord God, first responders, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The firemen, the policemen, the nurses, oh Lord God, sanitation workers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We're praying for those that are incarcerated, oh Lord God. Praying for the son, oh Lord God, who made 20 years on the job, oh Lord God, and the time that he was going to quit, oh Lord God, it didn't seem like the 5 years have went by that quickly, Lord God, but it was right here in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, here on Blog Talk Radio, Lord God, with the circle of friends that we prayed for him some years ago, Lord God, and things got turned around, Lord God. Now he stands, oh Lord God, even as Jesus yesterday and today, he said, oh God, he's in a position to retire if he chooses to, young man, oh Lord God. But we thank you for that in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for those that stand by their conviction, oh Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, oh Lord God, and to serve you the balance of their days in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, there's those that are still yet suffering with high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar, diabetes, coronary disease, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, having respiratory problems, oh Lord God, problems with the kidneys, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, circulation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we ask you to touch, oh Lord God, and that you strengthen heart, oh Lord God. Lord God, I want to pray for the Henderson family, Lord God, heart beating only at 15% now, oh Lord God, but that you would strengthen God in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, praying for the Gant family, oh Lord God, and praying for their mother, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. When they say that she only had so long to go, oh Lord God, you strengthen, oh Lord God. Have a lot of requests, oh Lord God. There are people, oh Lord God, that need chemo, Lord God, and they refuse to take the chemo, Lord God, because they're tired of that thing knocking down their body, oh Lord God. But Lord God, I know for Elder Brown, oh Lord God, he went through the same thing, oh Lord God. And when he refused the chemotherapy, oh Lord God, and stood on the word of God that cannot fail, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, you brought him out, oh Lord God, and God had been about 16, 17 years, oh Lord God. Hallelujah to God, when we heard, oh Lord God, he was still going strong, oh Lord God. Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting day, oh Lord God, you're the God of our salvation and deliverance, oh Lord God. You never fail us yet, oh Lord God, so we worship you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, I especially want to thank you for healing marriages, oh Lord God. Hallelujah to God. And those that have stood the test of time, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, I see you working miracles so great, oh Lord God, in the Fletcher's life, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and other people's marriages, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. God, sometimes we have the wrong concept, oh Lord God. Forgive us, oh Lord God. A marriage, oh Lord God. They put a fairy tale in our mind, oh Lord God, but when it comes, when the rubber meets the road, oh Lord God, it's sacrifice and prayer, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the couple that you got their marriage and going in the right direction now, Lord God, till when we come in their presence, oh Lord God, to just feel the presence and the strength of the love, oh Lord God, the love of God that they have for one another, Lord God. Have that feeling, oh Lord God, that everything is going to be all right, oh Lord God. We pray for those, oh Lord God, that desire a spiritual, not a spiritual, but a saved person, oh Lord God, that's looking for a husband or wife, oh Lord God. We pray that they would find them, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they would forget about those things which are behind them, oh Lord God. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Lord God, praying for a young man and one young woman today, oh Lord God, that are just that's just tied up and tangled up in lust today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, just having sex without any regard, oh Lord God, for you, Lord God, not giving respect to their body, oh Lord God, or unto the Holy One, which is Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, that their mind becomes stable, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the bachelors, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bachelor and bachelorette, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that if they really want to find true love, oh Lord God, that it's in Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Lord God, because it's in you that we move, we breathe, we have our being, oh Lord God. Lord God, there are those, oh Lord God, that are divorced, oh Lord God, and recently divorced, oh Lord God. Lord God, and their heart is broken, oh Lord God, and they don't know if they can love again, or if they should trust again, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, because the holy matrimony was supposed to be shaken, oh Lord God, by some form of witchcraft, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, and infidelity, oh Lord God, the marriage was severed, Lord God. But Lord God, we ask that you restore, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, them, oh Lord God, and renew the right spirit inside of them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, all them that are looking and seeking, oh Lord God, that they will seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, oh Lord God, and everything else will be added on them. So we're happy about this hour, Lord God, that you have brought us here, Lord God, to this hour of power of prayer here on Blog Talk Radio, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you for the teaching, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the Pastor Dolly, Lord God, her leadership ability, oh Lord God, how you give her the study, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and bring, oh Lord God, meet, oh Lord God, for the people, oh Lord God, and feeding them, oh Lord God. And Lord God, we pray for the finances, oh Lord God, for the Blog Talk ministry, oh Lord God, for the for the prayer for deliverance ministry, Lord God, and this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, that you have given to us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for the families, oh Lord God, of those that have passed on, oh Lord God, that have been lifelong friends, oh Lord God, to the ministry in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. And the people of God say amen, amen, and amen again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Trying to find me a place to focus here. Thank you, Lord God. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me, because victory today is mine. I woke up this morning, I didn't have no doubt, Jesus Christ would bring me out. So I got down on my knees, I said, Lord, help me please, because victory today is mine. Joy is mine, joy is mine, joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, 'cause victory today is mine. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to try to speed up here and move right out of the way. We want to get the prayer requests today. I seen in these notes back, as I look back to in these scriptures which the pastors gave us to reflect on the 13th of last month, hallelujah to God. It was out of the book of Hosea, hallelujah to God. It was 4 and 6, and she did a great teaching there. I want to read this in your hearing. It says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shalt not be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Hallelujah, God. And as it went on, she stayed steadily, consistently teaching there. And as she stayed consistently teaching there, things begin to open up, and the prayer line begin to open up in my heart, hallelujah to God. Not the prayer line, but these scriptures begin to open up. And I went back and reflected on it, because she taught on it again this week here, how God is sending a clarion call, how a call is coming directly from heaven for us to get things in order, because we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear, hallelujah to God. We thank God for what he's doing. Things are getting closer. It's getting this. It seems to me that there's a great spirit of confusion here. And the people here, they're beginning not to, nobody wants to seem like they want to take the lead at this time. Hallelujah to God. It seems like they're getting confused. They're starting to shift the blame from this person to that person. Hallelujah to God. They're beginning to put other people in charge and tell them, well, you take charge of this, you take charge of that. But what happened is, there's confusion there, and they really don't know what to do. But I could tell them they would begin to pray, close down, and say that the churches need to be closed. If they could close things down and shut down beaches and open when they want, they could ask people to seek the face of God, hallelujah to God, and begin to pray, hallelujah to God, at this time, oh Lord God. The pastors that we prayed for, the teachers and leaders, hallelujah, churches and organization and mega churches, we're doing all that we can do. But I believe that it comes to the part where we need to start, where we're going to pray that God will begin to touch the president hard and the leaders hard and everything, Lord God. People that has the wisdom to set budgets, hallelujah to God, and to fund things, hallelujah to God, to get things back. Because I know that God is going to do something different, hallelujah to God. God never goes back to the same. Even after the flood, he warned. And after the flood, hallelujah to God, God still went another way, hallelujah to God. He did something else, hallelujah to God. He went on, hallelujah to God. He doesn't stop at any problems, hallelujah to God. This should not take God by surprise. what it is that I was thinking about. I want to get the scripture that we call it. I was thinking about the promises of God, the faithfulness of God, the power of God's word, and the teaching that God have. If you had read the book of Hosea, you see where it started out, hallelujah, God, and God charged Hosea to marry Gomer, and you know how that went, hallelujah to God. It was a symbolizer of God and his people, hallelujah to God, and how they have turned and did all kinds of things, and they have played the harlot and stuff. But God steady warned us, hallelujah. He said it was with loving kindness that he has drawn us, hallelujah to God. So as I was thinking today, I was thinking about Romans 6:23. It says, for the wages of the sin is death. That wages of sin of death, that's breaking God's law. We are citizens of heaven, and we are of the kingdom of God. And every kingdom have rules, hallelujah to God. As they were teaching years ago, a lot of them were teaching about the keys to the kingdom, hallelujah. And there's different keys, hallelujah. Keys of binding and loosing, keys for prosperity. Scripture becomes keys. Things that would unlock the things of the spirit, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for that. So when we break these laws of God, penalty to pay, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for that. I know I gave the time praising this morning, hallelujah to God. But life and death is over in Proverbs, I think it's the third chapter. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Want to admonish you to be prayerful when you go out and in. What I've been running into lately was a lot of people that was mentally off. They would just start up and strike up for no reason. Things in their past just come up, hallelujah to God. And it was needed, but I found out when I came across these situations that God had charged me to just stand there and hold your peace. If you stand there and hold your peace and pray and silent, God begins to move. Twice already the person have come to their sense and begin to move out of the situation. Was in there and saw the other night and somebody wanted to shoot the three firefighters that were in there. They had their truck outside communicating a threat. Did you know I didn't? Because you didn't see that one of the firefighters had his, I guess, a private revolver on the side. Not a revolver, but one of the automatic weapons, whatever they call them. And then, of course, the people were there. I guess God just touched his heart and he went out there. But their minds are there. People are uptight. They're in different places. Hallelujah to God. And God is encouraging us to say, pray, and worship him. Hallelujah to God. In spite of what's going on, be mindful that people are on edge. Finances are there. A lot of jobs has closed. There's a lot of chaos going on. And it's going to get worse. That's why God will tell us here in this hour of power of prayer to pray for the needs of the people. Amen. So we're going to go to Pastor Darling and see if she had did it. See what she has. Hallelujah to God. We are prayer requesting people that are on respirators, hallelujah to God, just come back to mind, hallelujah to God. We pray that they come off the respirator, that their life would be preserved, hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. Pastor Darling, you have any special prayer requests? Hallelujah.
Good morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just thanking God today, for he is good and his mercies endure forever and ever. And just this morning, like to just pray for countries around the world. There are various countries that I have people who I know who are there or may have been there or associated with family members in various countries. Zimbabwe is one. London is one. The Bahamas. And United States of America, of course. Don't know if anybody else has other countries that you have a heart for. Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, places where I know people who need God. I know God is everywhere and he knows all things. And people are all over the world, people need God. But these are particular countries that I'm familiar with or have some kind of connection with. And so Aruba is another island that I would like to pray for. Haiti. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of poor people over there. Pastor Bonaparte and his family are there, and they're trying to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And just, you know, if anybody else maybe wants to call out some places that you might want us to pray for, maybe that's, we can open up and see who needs prayer. And then maybe other prayer requests, as you said, we could take other prayer requests at this time.
Amen. I thank you. Because yeah, we want to pray also that these places that serve, to call out, where there's witchcraft and pagan religion there, pagan worship, that they be broken too. We'll include that in the prayer. I'll be glad when this is over and that things get back to, things get cleaned to clean up and stuff, because I miss you traveling, Pastor Dolly, because you go places I'm rejoicing. She's over there having herself a good time, and she sends back pictures. I'm all excited about it. Because we rejoice with them that rejoice. I said, well, Lord, you got to break through, because she's not going anywhere, Lord God. And you know, I'm excited about you traveling. I can't do it, but I'm excited the places that she has been, hallelujah to God. And she's living, Lord God, bless her. That's what I say. It's all God's blessing. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
I'm getting excited here. We're gonna open the line to see. Hey, both she and I call your son and I call your she, God. In the name of E.K., I see that I call your she, that I call your son, my God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, my spirit rejoices. Hallelujah, God. For these countries, hallelujah, God. We just sit because God, He is. He moves real quickly. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, the line's open. Thank you, Pastor Don. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Someone have a country that they want to call out. Somebody might want to call Jamaica. Hallelujah to God. We have people in the city of New York and other places. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Yeah.
What's the cousin name of your relative that's in Seattle, Washington, that has that God bless? He's an uncle or a cousin there?
My Uncle Marvin. Uncle Marvin's in Spokane.
Marvin, okay. Yeah, I want to call him name. Condition and name. Hey, then, the line is open. If you haven't given your name at this time, give your name and your prayer request. Hallelujah to God. Newcomers, hallelujah to God. We go right back into the prayer. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah, God. I hear you. Somebody's taking a little nap there because they got peace. They turn on the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Good morning. This is Lois.
Good morning.
I don't have a prayer request, but I just want to give an update on my friend. She is out of the CCU, and they are put in a room, and her throat is real sore. She got to go to therapy and learn how to walk, but she's COVID-19 did not take her out, although she lost her father, but the rest of her family is healed. I want to thank and praise God for that.
Well, you can
amen,
give God praise,
amen. Praise him.
Request. Hallelujah. Yes, God, humble you. Yes, praise him.
Hallelujah,
God. Hallelujah.
Praise your name, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. You have done it.
Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise the Lord, Lord God. The miracles that you work so great, oh Lord God. Lord God, we
trust you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you.
To praise God, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah. And amen.
You do miracles so great, God.
Someone else. Yes, he does.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm in the spirit of moving. Put your prayer request in. Hallelujah, God. Hey, we'll see you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God, for everything that you have
thank
done.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't recall if Paul ever wrote before he left here that he had found a way to apprehend that which he was apprehended of. So when that spirit gets ready to move, it moves. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Someone else give me a prayer request. Hallelujah to God. Amen, God. We thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Good morning. Good morning, London David. Requesting prayer for I'm having trouble breathing. So I'm requesting prayer.
But we pray that you store right now, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus. Pray for Brenda, oh God.
Send
the Lord to
protect
her body, God.
Move
Lord, whatever is causing her
body, power, God.
If she gets a breathing, oh God, would you pray, Lord, that you heal her?
Back the devil off her right
now,
God. Whatever
there may be, oh God, you want to deliver, Lord. We decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus.
We pray for you right now.
My God, my God. We just pray. And we know, God, that you're the one who can set free, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name, God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Give me another name, prayer request. We're going to go up before the Lord in a minute. Hallelujah.
Yes. Mr. Stacy, and I'm asking everyone to lift my father, Henry Smith, up in prayer. He's not feeling well. And I'm asking for everyone to lift up prayers with me for him to feel better.
Okay. Amen. And you said your name is?
Her name is Tracy.
This is Sister Tracy, and my father's name is Henry Smith, and I'm asking everyone to touch and agree with me. He has complications due to diabetes, and he's not feeling well, and I'm asking everyone to pray with me for him to feel better.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. We will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is faithful to his word. Hallelujah, God.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. We pray. We're going to pray also for everyone that has a conference line and a prayer line that's doing prayer. It does seem like at this time, they come back to mind that it seems like sometimes that is quiet in the spirit. It's like God had said enough of a certain thing. He didn't stop talking. Don't get it wrong. But it's a time to reflect on and to worship and meditate on the things that God had put before you. Hallelujah to God. And that also brings reverence and to bring praises up to God. Hallelujah. Because that continues throughout the day. Hallelujah to God. Because it's needed everywhere. I was thinking, I think I might have said on the board because I've been speaking in so many places and on so many prayer lines lately. I was thinking about Jesus. And when the scribes and the Pharisees were hindering him, and we're going to pray after this, and they were talking to him, and they asked another question. They told him, he said, "Thou art only 30 years old." I think it was the scribes and the Pharisees, could have been in one of those courts there. And he said, "But you're 30, you know, years old. You have seen that." And he said, "When Abraham was, I am." And it gave me to know that when it says I am, that means that you were present there. So if it was Pastor Darling, say, are you the same Pastor Darling that was back in 2004 in Jacksonville, Florida, and the pastor of Carla Stone? She would say, I am. That means that she was present there at that time. So when Jesus said, I am, that means that he was there. When Abraham was there, hallelujah to God. He might have very well been at that time. There's a biblical word for it, but he could have been the one that was inside showed up in the presence of Melchizedek. What I was thinking about from the time that Abraham was there to the time that Jesus was here, it was 1,800 years. That's a long time for Jesus to speak at 33. He said, back there 1,800 years ago, I was there, I was present then, and he's faithful to his word. So remember that when you're going through, that God's been running this place a long time. Hallelujah to God. He's faithful to his word. Don't let not your heart be troubled. Have a person that was in the nursing home. The family called me up about a month or two ago, maybe 3 months ago. See, the hospice has called them and told them to get things ready. And it's been about 3 months. Prayer requests were brought to the prayer line. Prayer was made. I seen them the other day, and they're still going on. They're still strong. They're looking well. You can see the glory of God all over them. Hallelujah to God. The family wasn't ready. God wasn't ready. And the family, they're looking. They've seen the miracles of God. You have seen the miracles of God, so believe that when you pray. Everybody heard from God. Everyone's seen the miracles that he works so great. So we're going to go with that as we pray for these different countries, and we pray for special prayer requests and for the father that is suffering with the diabetes, that it would clear up, hallelujah to God, and the heart palpitations, hallelujah to God, and the ones that are not feeling well, the legs that are hurting. So let's come in the lines, open the door before the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And we'll start now, hallelujah to God. In the name
hallelujah,
of Jesus.
Lord. We just
Lord
bless
God,
your name,
pray,
God. We
Lord
pray
God
today, oh God,
yes,
for
God
these countries praise around the world, Zimbabwe, United
yes,
States
God
of America, Lord. We
yes,
pray for
Lord
Haiti, oh God, London,
in agreement.
Kenya, Nigeria,
yes,
Aruba, Lord. We pray for the Bahamas. We pray for Jamaica,
yes,
Lord,
Lord.
Sierra Leone,
yes,
Australia, Lord. We pray for Puerto Rico
yes,
and Ghana, Lord. We
yes,
are
God
praying, oh God, for
yes, God
people in these countries, oh God, who are having a hard time, oh God. We pray that you
hallelujah
deliver us, set free, God, in the name
Europe,
of Jesus. Lord,
God,
draw us to you, God. Mm.
Yes, God.
In the name of
Jesus,
Dad,
God,
we decree and declare
Jesus
healing
God
across the world, oh God.
Jesus,
there's a need for
God
healing, Lord.
Yes,
oh
God.
In the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
we need
God
salvation
the
for the people
Jesus
will make
God
a decision for Jesus
well
Christ, oh
God.
In the
name
of Jesus, Lord, we pray to bind up every hindering spirit
that
would block and stop the progress of the people coming to you, God. I bind up witchcraft
by your spirit,
oh
God,
in the name
of
Jesus, whatever the witches and warlocks and the wizards may be trying
Jesus
to do, Lord, we just bind up their
power
right
Lord
now.
Lord God,
in the name
power
of Jesus, big here, that shot time my spirit, and 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 that shot time my spirit,
God's casting down your big imagination, oh Lord God, and everything that exalts yourself,
my God, my God,
Christ, Lord God, everything
and you're delivering, oh God, you're setting the captives free, God, and whom the Son says to be before. We am praying to
the name
of Jesus,
oh Lord God, cast out pain and imagination, oh Lord God,
whatever
he causes
the diabetes, oh God, causing the pain in his body, God. We decree and declare that the diabetes is regulated, oh
God,
healing for you sin by the stripes
of
Jesus. We are healed, God, so we decree and declare healing for you, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. Across the world, oh God, out there, Lord, who is working the work of God in the name of Jesus, Lord, intervening on behalf of others,
God. From everlasting,
we bless your name, God. We glorify your holy name. And
right
now,
God,
you are great, God, and great to be praised, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, my God. How awesome you are, God, and awesome you will always be, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise is coming from the saints
of
God as we seek deliverance coming, oh God, in each and every person, oh God, in the body, oh God, healing, for anyone, oh God, who may even be suffering from sinus infections, oh God,
bless them,
oh
God, in the name of Jesus, oh God,
allergies, Lord God,
hallelujah,
the power of God, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, thank you,
Lord.
Praise, praise, glorify your name. Hallelujah. I'm quoted at this time. My God, I pray for you.
Blessing
healing in our mind, God. Keep her healing, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God. In the name of Jesus, praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. My God.
We pray for those that have not
God.
You are
become our salvation, God.
And
thank you, Lord, that you're the ruler of our nation, God. The ruler you are, God. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we have a number of things before you, God.
Thank you today, God. We praise your name, God. Hallelujah.
So we thank you, God. Praise you, God. Can you worship you, God? Because you're the only wise God, oh God. All these countries, oh God. All these nations, God. In the name of God, that you move by your spirit, by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we bless your name,
Lord. Glory,
we praise you.
Lord, my God.
So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God, what you're doing right
now.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory, glory,
yes.
Name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the weapon that virus will rise up against us, Lord God, as we fall, as we fall, Lord God. You shall not prosper, Lord God. So give you the honor, glory, and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord God, receive these prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, that no opposition will come upon these prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you that we feel better, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that things are moving towards a positive direction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessing of this hour, Lord God, of our prayer, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the increase, oh Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, bless you, Lord God. Our brothers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Abraham, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Pastor Scholastic, the son, oh Lord God. And our daughters, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, bless all of those children that are graduating this year, Lord God. I have finished the course of school, oh Lord God. That when they go out, Lord God, in the next few weeks, oh Lord God, that they would have the wisdom of God in them, O Lord God, that the streets would be, O Lord God, filled, O Lord God, with the gospel of Christ, O Lord God, as we come to the closing of the school year in a few weeks, O Lord God. Lord God, let them be able to send out for the tracks, O Lord God, and that they begin to promote, O Lord God, the kingdom of heaven, O Lord God, and colonize, O Lord God, every area, Lord God, every low-lying place, O Lord God, every place that reflects lowly miles, O Lord God, the ministers and missionaries, O Lord God, that the gospel just flood the earth, O Lord God, Lord God, so much so, Lord God, that it would be your heart, O Lord God, Lord God, to bring up resurrection, O Lord God, those that are homeless, O Lord God, that lost their way, Lord God, sprawled out on cardboard boxes, O Lord God, sleeping on park benches, subways, oh Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, that you would move, oh Lord God, in a reckless way, oh Lord God. They realize, oh Lord God, that you have the power, Lord God, and that the honor and the glory belong to you, oh Lord God. Lord God, we repent, oh Lord God, we cause anyone to stumble, oh Lord God, along this way, oh Lord God. We say that we're sorry, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, that the Spirit of the Lord, oh Lord God, well, you said in Isaiah, Lord God, 61, oh Lord God, I thank you. He said, come now, let's reason together.
Hallelujah.
If he is willing, said, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the fruit of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. Lord God, so we thank you, Lord God, for the word, oh Lord God. We thank you for the teaching. We thank you for the time here, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Prayer, deliverance, ministry, Lord God. We thank you for the circle of friends, oh Lord God, as it's growing, oh Lord God. As we'll join our hearts together in love today, oh Lord God. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name. We're going to yield the rest of this back into the hands of Pastor Dolly. You, Lord God, for the meeting that Pastor Scholastica has asked for the prayer group, oh Lord God, as they continue to pray, Lord God. We set ourselves in agreement with her, Lord God, that things will be well, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you strengthen everyone that desire to pray, oh Lord God, and to fast, oh Lord God, as we go through this. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, Pastor Dolly, we thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanking God once again for today. And Apostle Horsley, thank you so much for leading us in prayer and sharing with us this morning. And we're glad for all the things that God is doing. You know, when we come and we have our testimonies, that is encouragement to others that God is still in the blessing and healing business. And what he has done for one, he can and will do it for another. So we thank you, Sister Lois, for sharing your testimony this morning, and Apostle Horsley sharing the testimony this morning. It's good to do that because the word in the book of Revelations tells us that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They love not their lives even unto the death. So there is power in testimonies and sharing the goodness of God. So yesterday we were talking about Solomon, who wrote the book of Proverbs. And so wisdom was one of the key things that continues to stay in my mind about Solomon, that he had wisdom. And the Lord says, if we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask for it and he'll give it to us. So this morning, I just want to pray a prayer for wisdom. We all need wisdom. We need wisdom for the leaders of our country. And so as I'm praying, if I don't call your name, just know that God wants all of us to have wisdom, and he wants every person in a leadership capacity to have wisdom. In our homes, we need wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, but with all of our getting, we must get an understanding. So So this morning, Father, we just thank you that when we have a lack of wisdom, all we have to do is ask you, Lord, and we know that you give it to us liberally and you will not withhold it from us, and it shall be given to us, O God. So, Father, we ask in faith, nothing wavering, to be filled with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, O God. Today, O God, we say that different ones on this prayer line, O God, including Sister Evangelist Janice, Pastor Scholastica, Sister Darlene M, O God, Sister Grace, O God, Brother Cedric, O God, Sister Deborah, Lord, Sister Darlene B, O God, Sister Linda, Lord. We pray, God, today for Sister Lois and Sister Mary, O God, and Sister Alice, Lord, and Sister Tracy, God, and Sister Jeannie, O God, our Sister Yvonne, O God, Apostle Horsley, Lord. We pray, God, today that we all have wisdom, O God, that we incline our ears unto you, O God, unto wisdom, O God, and we apply our hearts to understanding, so that we might receive that which has been freely given to us, O God. Anybody, O God, who has been on this prayer line, anybody who is connected to our bloodlines, O God, our family members, O God, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that we receive skill and godly wisdom and instruction, Lord. We discern and comprehend the words of understanding and insight, Lord. We decree that we receive instruction and wise dealing and the discipline of wise thoughtfulness, O God, that we will be righteous, O God. We will be just, O God. We will have a high level of integrity, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that prudence, knowledge, discretion, and discernment are given to us, O God, as we increase in knowledge, Lord. My God, we thank you that as people of understanding, O God, we acquire skill and attain to sound counsel so that we may be able to steer our course rightly, O God. We will be able to make good, righteous decisions, O God, for the affairs of our lives, O God. We are thanking you for marriages, O God, that they will begin to use wisdom, O God, on how to handle different things that are going on in their lives, O God. Wisdom will keep, defend, and protect us, O God. We love her and she guards us, O God. We thank you that we prize wisdom highly and we exalt her, O God. She will bring us to honor because we embrace her, Lord. Yes, we do, God. My God, we thank you that she gives to our head a wreath of gracefulness, a crown of beauty, a glory that will deliver us. She will deliver unto us, O God. We thank you that length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor, Lord. We receive your word this morning, O God. We thank you that Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, and in him are all the treasures of wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. And knowledge and enlightenment are stored up and lie hidden, O God. But God has hidden away sound and godly wisdom and stored it up for us, O God, so that we, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, we are those righteous ones, O God, in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we walk in the path of uprightness, O God. And Lord, when we walk, our steps shall not be hampered, O God. Our path shall be clear and it shall be open, Lord. And we thank you that we shall run and not be weary, O God. We shall walk and not faint, O God. We will not stumble and fall, O God. We will take fast hold of instruction and do not let her go, Lord. We will guard her, O God, for she is our life, O God. We let our eyes look right on, O God, and may gaze in straightly before us, O God. We consider well the path of our feet, God, and we let all of our ways be established in order, right, according to your word, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we look carefully to how we walk, Lord. We live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as unwise and witless, O God, but as a wise, sensible, intelligent person, O God, making the very most of our time, O God. We thank you, Lord, today that we are seizing the moment, O God. We redeem the time, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, O God. We just praise you, God, because you are rising in us and we are rising as an edifice higher and higher in you. It's in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this wisdom. We praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because we are wise in you, God, in your word, God. In Jesus' name, I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Everybody be blessed. I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow. We will see what the Lord has for us. We know that it shall be marvelous in our eyes. Have a beautiful day. Be careful out there. Don't let people in the news get you afraid and anxious. The Lord told us to be careful for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to make our request known to him. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart.
if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.